Blog Talk Radio.
JJ, what up?
Busy Ball, you know what it is, baby. Have to fly new records. Let's get this money, oh, seven stop.
Money. Gotta get the money.
in the movie, I'm hot leaving, baby, singing Sadie. I never gave up on my lady, but she still ain't listening to me. Gotta let them 20 bars spin, and then and left, get another victim again. And again, and then winning and again, and then pretending. When I say I will, but I've been right here, cause you know what it is, you know what it was. Don't know what the voodoo, what you gotta do. Not me, I'm just some closet. You know you're running from some red, but baby, I'm not proper. But I'm not got no, but I'm feeling like a man. Come on, money, 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 money in the face of the crowd. Not now, I don't need no pride to hide. Oh, wow. Wow. More money, money in the face of the crowd. Out of now, I don't need no pride to hide. Oh wow, but baby, I'm not locked up. Money.
Windy City, South Paul. No cooking in the kitchen, homie, we put out raw. Midwest outlaw, with it I doubt y'all. Somewhere between Chi-Town and Cleveland is where they bounce y'all. Rollin' through the alley in the county, from a county to the haters, all in a pit. When they hit it, just like a city after city, they gon' ask if you're doing it, we're busy. And you know why they done that? Because we two of the coldest motherfuckers, 50 fast, lyrics on one track. Fuckin' with the lyrical bullet in the body because I gotta get the spot, I know the don't stop. Pull up in the Lamborghini on the Ferrari, I know I gotta get the drop, cause I gotta get the drop. Gotta get the dough and get the money, money. I can really feel it when I hear it coming from me. Try to get it if you think you feel it kinda lucky. Twink, but you know you better bring a buddy. And I got the ammunition for anybody that wanna go against the Midwest militia. A whole clip of the competition for busy. A whole clip of the competition for twist. A whole clip of the world because it's us against it and it's about to get ugly. But Santa come and hit him with the automatic running from murder after murder when I'm on power, so I gotta get
already know that. You dig? Oh, Lord. This is the TD show for real.
Straight up, nigga, I'm a money nigga, man. You know what time it is with me, yo.
That's right.
Take the track, cut the heads off, split it down the middle, man. Take the bones off, man, for real. Yeah, all apple pie, yeah.
Yeah.
Straight up,
let's move it.
Uh-huh.
Hey,
yo, it was the best type since Ice.
SD. Cheer, man. Yo.
SD.
Yo.
It's not a game.
You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, what it is, world? What up, world? Back on your airwaves once again, man.
Oh, yeah, we was having a little bit of technical difficulties.
Yeah, I know that for a fact. I know.
I heard you in the background. You like, yo, man, this is definitely a TD show.
Oh, you heard me. So I was actually live. I didn't know I was live. I would have been holding it down like you didn't want to come up.
Yeah, man, you was live.
I didn't know that.
Did you hear the music?
Yeah, I heard the music.
All right. Yeah. Now, you was live. Just that I try to be smooth and call for my celly.
Mm-hmm.
And that definitely wasn't the move.
Yo, you got that Nori beat, right? That nothing, right?
Yeah, when you put that on?
Yeah, man. Let me bless the track real quick.
Oh, you gonna bless the track?
Yeah, real quick, something light.
Once again, let me tell the folks out there, this is there was a caller that called in.
Oh, that's probably all right, got it.
Oh, it was 6-4?
Nah, I don't think it's 6-4.
It was a 347 area code.
Oh, work?
Yeah.
What, they hung up?
Yeah, they hung up. I mean,
oh, Lord.
But this is What the Fuck Thursdays. Like, what the fuck was that Thursdays?
Uh-huh.
Shit that makes you go, what the fuck? Put that nothing joint on here while I get my shit together.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Oh. Oh,
hello.
Oh,
oh,
what up, world? Oh boy, I'ma start it off real light. Real light, let's go. I said, yo, I'm a madman, falling to a victim of a felon. Talk shit, and my bullets get addicted to your melon. I'm so far ahead of myself that if I found a way back to the present, I could better myself. Got the chrome that Beretta with some lead on the shelf. And my flow is the medicine, the better get help. So understand what I came here to do. Trying to leave your body flowing in the ocean with the rest of your crew. This is a Dust War story, it gotta be written. The bomb ain't dropped, so the clock gotta be ticking. Your book is raw shit, that was a plot and a mission. I'm still cooking a crack in the pot in the kitchen. I'm still spitting out raps, knock you out of position. I snatch the crown off your head, this is a part of my vision. Oh, oh, One more. I said, dudes wanna try to prove who they really are. Pull a tool when a nigga move, shoot it at the car. Dude like Aladdin, dude, detonate a bomb. If the crew got an attitude, we can get it on. I do what I gotta do, don't ever hate the guard. You my goons, it's a man of moves that'll take a charge. The movement is lateral, you'll never shake it all. So we bruising and batter you, then we taking off. The music I had to do to meditate the guard. So confusing the slagger, dude, we can get it on. Oh!
Oh! Oh!
Oh! Kill. Sign me, somebody. I need a deal, man. That's something light. I ain't gonna go hard. I ain't gonna give you all the hard shit until I get that deal. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you.
Oh. 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 One more. All right.
Ah, damn, dog.
I was gonna go in one more time, but it's all right, though. We'll save that one.
Oh, shit. Oh, let me put this joint on right quick.
Okay. Woo! Oh my goodness.
I'm gonna find this chat shit, man.
Let me grab it. Yo, I said, I blast my Glocks. On the block, I dash some cops. Spitting lyrics at your head till I thrash your top. Why these cats always lie about the cash they got? I done walked up on your scene and I done smashed your spot. You blast and drop. Oh my god, hold on. Let me start for the top. I fucked that one up. Yo, I said, I blast my Glocks. On the block, I dash some cops. Spitting lyrics at your head till I thrash your top. Why y'all cats always lie about the cash I got? I done walked up on your scene and I done smashed your spot. Infamous, I got you trapped in the master lock. When we on the strip, we always walking past your block. Come on, dog. You always think you faster rock. Yeah, I heard you got a girl, so I'ma trash your grot. You the type to eat alone and won't pass the pot. With a proven, let me see this fucking grass you got. You don't wanna when I really start to rapping, I might spit it loud like this gat started clapping like a movie and your man's like the only thing that's acting. Claiming that you're realist when you really started slacking. Better sell that white so you can really start to stack it. Cause the green that you got ain't worth the fucking bag it's in, you heard? I mean something like very light. I'm like,
he's only 16, God. So we definitely get back to the show.
Well, what I need them to do for me real quick is to hit that number and let me know something. Am I sad? Am I hot? Let me know.
Oh, yeah, bet. Yeah, if you want to tell us if that little flow he just rhymed out is whack and garbage, or you think it's tight and he should, you know, get a fucking deal, then hit us up on 347-215-8388. Don't be nervous.
Don't be nervous.
Don't be shy.
I take all types of criticism. You hear me? If it's bad, let me know. If it's good, let me know.
Because, you know, if it's whack, just come out and just, you know, you can curse, you know, you can just, you know, shit is fucking whack. You know what I mean? Come in his neck hard. Come in his neck hard. Come in his neck so he has no neck. But if his shit was off the chain, show that man his respect. Give him some props. Spit on his shoes and clean them. Hey. SD. Hey. Fucking jerk off. All right, well, we're going to get fucking into the fucking real topic, you know. Fucking, let's get this shit moving.
Let's get it moving.
Get this shit rocking. Oh, there you go, motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm here. It's just I had to answer something real quick, but, you know, I'm back in effect like I never left.
All right, so the topic today is shit that makes you go, what the fuck?
Like
dumbass questions, like, you know, anything that makes you go, what?
Like, you ever seen a fat chick with a short shirt on? Like, what the fuck are you wearing? What are you doing?
What are you doing?
We don't want to see all your belly hanging out the bottom of your shirt.
Look, if I want to see that, I'll make a jelly sandwich, all right? I don't want to see your fucking stomach hanging over your elastic jeans.
Yeah, we don't want to see that. Clean it up, please.
Like, the other day, one of my compadres were walking around. And, you know, his pants are sagging. All. I'm like, dog, what the hell are you doing? Like, why is your pants sagging? Like, why do you have baggy pants?
Hold on, let me explain to the people that actually don't know what the hell that is about.
For the bagginess?
Yeah, the bagginess, like the sagging of the pants. Like, come on, people. I ain't gonna front. I'm gonna keep it hood. I used to rock the sag, like, when I was, like, 14, 15, you understand?
Wait, hold on. We got a caller. Hold on.
Uh-huh.
Yo, caller, you on the air.
Yep. Home team's in the building.
Home team. What's poppin', home team?
Goody.
What's night, good, man?
Chillin'.
Let him know.
Oh, all right. Did you hear his little rap over here?
Oh.
Your boy, SD.
What rap?
Oh, he just did a little rap, and we want people to call up and say, you know, if the shit was hot, if the shit was fucking trash.
Oh, nah, I ain't hear it.
Home team already know who I am. So
he know you, okay.
Home team already know who I am, so home team knows the drill.
All right, so we definitely got a thumbs up for SD so far.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, now, the topic today is shit that makes you go, what the fuck? Like, have you ever seen something and just had to stop and stare, like, what the fuck? Like, what? Am I seeing what I'm really seeing?
Yeah.
Let me give you an example. An example is a fat chick with a belly shirt on. Something like that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Or seeing a blind man with fucking reading glasses on. Are you serious?
I never said that shit before.
Oh, man. Man.
Crazy out here, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I take you calling from out there, SI?
Yeah.
All right, no doubt.
Challenge in the building.
Yeah, Challenge. All right, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
How's the bitches over there? I heard one part of the island is predominantly all white, and they don't fuck with Negroes.
Yeah. That's the part we don't belong in.
Yeah.
and it's a
damn shame the fucking mall is right there.
Yeah.
You go in there, all these chicks got asses, but don't fuck with niggas.
Yeah,
son, it's like, I don't know what's really going on. The mall is like stepped up like tenfold, son. Last time I was at the mall, son, I seen some of these white ladies, God. Oh, my Jesus.
I ain't been in there in a little minute.
I'm ready to jump out the water for one of these white hoes.
Yeah. I gotta go over there in a little bit.
Shout out to the white ladies, man.
Yeah.
He said, shout out to the white ladies.
What happened?
I said, they on the come up?
They on the come up, God. You see where these asses is coming from.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna say nobody's name in particular or put nobody on blast like that, but you know, Oakland Avenue.
Yeah, I already know.
I'm saying Oakland.
Yeah, I already know.
We're just gonna say Oakland Avenue right now. Definitely sick over there.
She been had it.
Yeah, she been had it. Worse, she had it ever since I've known her.
Right. Now, what we talking about ass or the claps?
We talking about ass, nigga.
Oh, all right. So I thought this bitch was burning niggas.
Oh, nah. I would have put her name on blast.
Yeah. That's a serious issue.
Serious issues definitely, they get a name and maybe an address.
Yeah.
Send that bitch an antibiotic.
Write a prescription, eh?
Write up a prescription. Yeah.
Hey.
You know how it goes.
Damn, man, it's cold as a motherfucker, man. I wish I paid my heat bill. Damn.
This shit's crazy.
Oh, shit, man. You got any shout outs, Mo? Any requests, anything?
Nah, I'm just chilling right now. In the crib.
Nah, I know that.
Home.
Yeah. Huh?
I'm just staying warm right now.
Alright, no doubt.
I feel you.
Say, what's popping off for the weekend?
The weekend, man, listen, I gotta wait till tomorrow to call that one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow come around, you know. I'll let the people know what's really popping off for the weekend tomorrow. So, all the listeners, if you're not doing nothing, be prepared to do something this Saturday, okay?
Yeah, word up. Yeah. Definitely take that trip of the SI. NY.
It's worth it.
Always worth it.
When the timing is right and everything's set up correctly, it's definitely worth it.
It's worth it.
But, you know, we got peoples that's willing to get it popping, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't gonna say this chick's name neither.
Oh yeah?
All we gotta do is just have some women in the cipher and it goes down.
Is she whopping niggas off?
I mean, chicks is always gonna do what they do, you know what I'm saying? Especially
mm-hmm.
if they see something they like and something that catches their eye. You know what I'm saying? I
mm-hmm.
told you once that hen rock gets into effect, you know what time it is.
Yeah. Yep.
All it takes is some henny and some haze. And they ready to go.
Yeah, well, that's what Shorty said yesterday. She said, all it takes is some Henny and it's a wrap.
Yeah, Henny gets that party started fast.
I don't know, man. I feel like a bitch, man. I can't fucking vibe off of Henny, man.
Man,
I feel like a bitch, man. I'm sorry.
Should be burning?
When it comes to
Burn
is coming out.
Yeah. One sip and it burns.
It hits your chest hard.
Oh, yeah.
Man up, nigga. Man up.
But then again, I'm a Virgo, so, you know.
Yeah, uh-huh.
My sign is a bitch. So, that's the bitch part of me.
That man crazy.
At least you admitting it.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
shit. Be scared.
Oh, shit, man. Shit, well, fucking man. You listening right now?
Yo, home scene.
Yeah.
You listening?
Yeah.
Oh, all right, no doubt. So, I mean, how's everything sound? Everything good?
Yeah, it sounds good. Sounds real good.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the rest of the fucking staff to get here.
Yeah.
Late, motherfucker.
Yeah, the staff is a little late today. But
hey! 6'4", don't know where the fuck he's at, La Cubanita.
I mean...
He's probably somewhere making tacos, I mean...
6'4", 6'4", is in the building. But, you know, 6'4 is not in the building at the same time. You dig me?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I'm pretty sure he'll be here in two shakes of a lamb's tail.
Two shakes of a lamb's tail?
Yeah.
There ain't no lambs out here, dog.
Ain't no lambs out here?
Maybe a pigeon tail or some shit like that.
Nah, we don't do pigeons.
Fucking a squirrel or rat tail or something.
Okay, I'm down.
I'm going to play this track. We're going to get back in the mix of things on shit that makes you go, what the fuck? Hit us up on 347-215-8388. Yo, man, good looking out for calling, dog.
Oh, Lord.
Scoop, scoop.
Yeah, sorry,
your home team.
Yeah.
Yo, good looking out for calling, man.
All right.
All right, fam.
Let's go, home team.
Dead ears all around in they house, put the gun in they mouth. Tell them niggas talk shit now, they think you know the gun go. I ain't scared of the law, now hope I'm about to go to war. What it is, nigga win, lose or draw. I never get caught murking y'all, cause it ain't what you do. The question is who's tall, and I'm way too raw. Catch me any day you want, you can think I'm a player if you want. But the fact it remains, if I got an AK and you don't, put in player you don't. Don't get me wrong, cause some nigga wanna kill me too. But they just ain't about shit, cause it's very well known where I'm at. They can catch me in the booth right now, if you really like that. Nah, nigga, let me hold get I'm in the whole shit. The 4-4 spit, they holla, oh shit. Set the heart of you both here. You better check your gun, cause you be so sick. If a child believe you with no D, I'm flat the bad hold of your shit. At least 16, you a couple more to bitch, and I don't miss, cause I'm focused.
Smile on my face, even though I got a ratchet. I pop off, pull me over, believe I got a compartment. If I gotta stash it, must I just remind y'all niggas when I come through? Know that I'ma find y'all niggas.
Hey,
take two,
break through.
But so many shots, come out, I probably blind y'all niggas now.
Okay, let's go.
So you don't really wanna feel a Mossberg blow.
Nah.
Clap up a nigga, then I cap up a nigga. When I finish, it can turn into an absurd show.
Look, listen,
and you better observe, yo.
Feel the sizzle from the bullet and the Glock burn slow.
She'd probably treat you up just a little and hand your body leaning, looking like a quarter past four. Stay down, better.
Hey now.
Check it for a nigga, come and put your body in the dirt. I don't play, bitch. You really need to go the other way. You ain't know I got it under my shirt.
Keep that thing. Right in front of my shirt. Better tell them how it's playing. Because it's all funny game. Until somebody get hurt and the damn thing change. I still keep that thing. Right in front of my shirt. Run up on the way hanging. Bang. Because it's all funny game. Until somebody get hurt when you finna get hurt. Look, put him in the dirt. When you finna catch me, I'll say you finna get hurt. Look.
Oh yeah. Houston, we're experiencing technical difficulties.
Are we?
Yeah, we're experiencing technical difficulties.
Okay, no doubt. We work through that though.
Yeah, we definitely work through that. It's your boy SD holding it down.
Mm-hmm.
But guess who else we got?
They should already know who else is in the building.
They already know who the fuck else
Six Fizzle
in the big.
6'4", man. And for y'all that don't know, man, that 6'4" stands for 6'4". Fizzle. Get it right. Get it right. I'm going to be in the chat room in a little while. Like I said, I'm going to be in the chat room in a little while, so I want to hear y'all in there. I want to see y'all. I want to kick it with y'all, man. And, you know, that's what's up, man. Thanks for listening. Please excuse my tardiness, but you know I got the daddy thing going on right now.
Oh, baby.
So we all understand that. Besides, dog, got an hour and 26 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no rushes going on.
Not at all.
As you can see, it's a technical difficulty show.
But we got a little love from, you know what I'm saying, from one of the little people. Hold on.
Yeah. Caller, I see you calling. Hold on.
Peace.
What's good, little man?
All right, y'all know the deal with that. Y'all know who that was, so.
No doubt. Little son.
Yeah, he's holding it down with us.
Hold on, we got a caller.
All right.
I think. Oh, yeah, here we go. Caller, you on the air.
Yo, hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yo, what's going on with y'all, man?
What up?
I had to call up because, man, SD told me to call up. You know what I'm saying? Show some love.
Oh, yeah.
We appreciate that call, baby, man. What's your name, partner?
Yo, it's P from Shaolin, man.
Yeah. What up, P, man?
What up, man? Six, man?
Yeah, you know who this is, man. What's up? How you doing, man?
Technical difficulties is in the building, man.
Oh, yeah.
You already know, yo.
You already know
what's going on out here.
Yeah, I'm drinking a little something, you know what I'm saying? I had to get a little right before I call up, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, get yourself right for the situation. That's what it is.
I feel you now.
What's going on tonight, man? What's the deal tonight, man?
Well, actually, the main topic is shit that makes you go, what the fuck?
Oh, that's a good topic, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great topic.
Like a fat ass.
I was going to say that.
I seen some shorty today. She made me say, what the fuck, and stop the car.
Oh, shit. Oh,
I had to stop the car and look at her again. You know what I'm saying? Holler at her. But she's, you know, acting funny like they usually do.
Yeah.
That slut definitely had a fat ass.
Yeah.
Well, she had a fat ass, but the way I say it, if they don't talk to you, they must be burning. So she saves you some time. Feel me?
That's true. That's happening sometimes.
And speaking of chicks with fat asses, our other host just popped up, La Cubanita.
Let's go, Cuba.
Come on, Cuba.
Mira.
Mira, coño, what the?
Technical difficulties, huh?
As usual.
That never changes.
Nah, she's on the phone.
Oh, I'll lie. She can low ride if she wants to, but we're in the building, though.
We never left.
Ah, damn, she fucking hung up. She says, sorry, power outage. We'll call now.
Okay.
No doubt. Like, for instance, SD said that earlier. Shit that makes him go, what the fuck, is like seeing a what? A fat bitch and what?
A fat chick with a belly shirt on.
Real talk.
Oh, shit.
That make me get a little nauseous when I see that.
Yeah.
I'm saying that's a little disgusting, but you know, I guess they think they flaunting whatever they got, and you really don't got nothing.
Hmm?
Hey, he's back in the building, La Cubanita.
Cuba.
Yes, sir.
Cuba.
What's up?
What's up?
Sorry, I was having technical difficulties.
Yeah, I can tell. I can definitely tell. No, but we back like he never left, you know.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely back. Yeah, one of the callers is, he's actually on the line right now. He said that something that makes him go, what the fuck, is a chick with a fat ass. Nice, juicy bubble. Ah, just something that you take a bite out of, you just want to fucking save in the freezer and freeze it up.
Hey, you can't forget the thighs, though.
Ooh, yeah.
You can't get the thighs.
Oh, yeah.
The what?
Thunder thighs.
Thunder thighs, okay.
It's just you can see it when you can see it in the front, and you know what's up.
Oh, yeah.
Huh? You already know.
Mm-mm.
God, make clap, it sound like thunder. Love it.
Ass clapping like a church chorus.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you know, so, like, y'all already know we keep it all hood, man. We in the bodega. I don't know if y'all hear the music or whatever.
Oh, I definitely hear that. Yeah,
you hear me? The mariachi in the back, you know what I'm saying? Buses is passing. Like I said, we on the street, man.
Yeah, give me a quarter water and some onion rings.
You want an onion rings? You want some cheese on your beef patty?
Don't worry, yeah, with some cocoa bread.
Yo, cop me a Grape Dutch, man. I got you, Paul. I got you.
Somebody got slumped across the street from this spot we at, right?
Yeah, you know, Daddy Duty, y'all already know what it is.
Hey, La Cubanita.
Talk to me.
What, first of all, how was your day?
My day was pretty good.
Anybody pick you off anything?
Well, I had a power outage in my house. Yeah, that just pissed me off.
And is there anything that ever made you say what the fuck? Something in a good way, a bad way, whatever?
Yeah. Those old men on the beach are like 90 years old, walking in Tito's, all wrinkly and nasty. What the fuck is that?
Damn, they hardcore and they Spanish.
Niggas baller and they're hard body.
Baller.
I say he's in the spot. He's in the spot. Stop
playing. Come on,
thumb
it up.
He's done with the dinner.
Keep going.
Oh, man.
What you guys talking about today?
Well, pretty much anything that makes you go, what the fuck?
Tell her what I said. This is What the Fuck Thursday?
Yeah, this is What the Fuck Thursday.
What the Fuck Thursday?
What the Fuck Thursday? Yeah, she heard you. She heard you when you said what makes you go, what the fuck is... Well, actually, he said he was driving. He saw a bitch with a fat ass. And he was like, what the fuck? So he stopped, tried to holler, and, you know, she tried to play him and shit. You know how y'all women be trying to play niggas?
It's all right. Her booty probably stink anyway.
Yeah, exactly. The back of her neck is probably black. And she's light skinned.
The back of her neck like a Miami Heat jersey.
There you
go.
Oh! Them boys!
Yeah, you hear it.
Them boys!
Them boys are definitely out here.
Yeah, I got something for them boys.
We ain't cop land right now.
Yeah, you know what it is, man. Like we said, we're in the streets. You had to bring out the bacon.
Yeah, I got something for them boys.
Come on, what you got for them?
Yeah, you already know we're looking shots, man.
Be easy, shots don't, officer.
Oh, we got a guest in the room that says, black man, are you okay?
Black man, are you okay?
Yeah.
I mean, what the hell is she talking
about? I'm very
good. Hey, guys, has this ever happened to you? Have you guys ever, like, let's say you walk up to a chick and you look at her and, like, you know, you're attracted to her. And you go to walk up to her, right when you go to talk to her, she opens her mouth and she got a busted grill. Like,
oh! You mean
a new story?
So you're saying she got the Muppet baby mouth?
You can be like, yo, what the fuck?
True story. This is when I used to live in New Brighton. I mean, this chick, I mean, she was looking good. I mean, nice fat ass, nice titties, cute face. She was doing it for herself, and I never said nothing to her. I don't know why, but something just told me, yo, don't say nothing to this chick. So, you know, one day I'm getting gone off the hen rock or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I just happened to say something like, yo, what's really going on? Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I see you in the hood. I never say nothing to you. Now I'm saying something to you. Yo, when she opened her mouth and said, what up, I could have sworn somebody threw a grenade in her shit. I swear I thought somebody threw a grenade in her mouth.
Like, she was chewing on rock salt, right?
Yeah, like, what's
chewing on rock salt
now? Like, she was hanging on to her last tooth. That's old. Looking like Keisha Cole's mom.
What happened?
Looking like Keisha Cole's mom.
Looking like Keisha Cole.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh man. I don't think it gets no worse than that, but
yeah, I'm waiting for that roast hour. That's what I'm waiting for.
Oh, he wants a roast hour.
Yeah, he wants the roast.
All right. Well, hold on. I can make that happen, man.
I think that the callers should get preference on when they want to roast. Like, if they call in and they say, I want to roast now, God damn it, we're obligated to create the time and the space for that individual to fucking roast.
Uh-huh. Oh, well, we about to get the roast on them, man.
So, drop the anthem, please.
All right, hold on. Let me drop this anthem right quick. Drop this anthem for the caller, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we know the anthem already.
Well, we already know the anthem, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, we know. We already know already, guys. Trust me. But so, drop it anyway. Boom!
Here we go. Put the extra loud for the motherfuckers out there in video land that can't really hear.
Houston, we have a problem.
Houston, we definitely have a problem. We're experiencing technical difficulties. The screen is black.
My son's about to go in on whoever he feels like.
Go in on somebody.
The flame has no friend.
This flame definitely has no friend.
Never did.
My computer screen has cracks in it. The shit is breaking. Earthquakes everywhere. Somebody's about to get shitted on.
This is where
really
I'm calling on somebody right now. I got beef right now.
Hold on. Let me hear this man. Kick it. Yo, P.
Yo, this is what it is, man. If I'm walking down the block and your girl's looking at me, there's no need for you to be looking tough, man. Cause she's already seen something better, man.
Uh-huh.
She wanna get made better, man. Stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I was walking down the block today, man. This dude's girl was growing me hard. I'm like, yo, you know what I'm saying? What's going on with that? Like, I hollered just to, you know, out of respect to her. She wanna move on. She wanna get her upgrade on. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So, you know, do track all stuff, whatever. It's not my fault, man. Get your weight up, man. We don't need no duffel bag boys. We don't need no duffel bag boys trying to act tough, man.
Uh-huh.
Hmm?
Still rocking Jan Sports and you know, Carcanage outfits.
And pastry kicks.
You said Carcanage outfits?
Uh-huh.
Carcanage, nigga.
Wow. Carcanage.
Anyway, nigga had on a FUBU sweatshirt. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, nigga's white tee had a zipper in the back. They got on metal sandals.
Niggas wearing cross color pants. Like, come on, man.
Niggas is still rocking the 40 acres in the mule wear.
Yeah, y'all.
Damn. Spike's joint been closed for like 10 years. Where the fuck they get that from? Oh, no. But they need to definitely step it up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's crunch time. It's the fourth quarter. It's crunch time. It's time to step it up.
It's crunch time. If niggas don't step it up, man, they're going to get stepped on, really.
Yeah, pretty much. Like fucking
in.
Roaches.
I'm trying to really step on niggas because I don't want to have to deal with you in the future. You know what I'm saying? So I just might just crush you like a roach or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always walk around roach spray. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, you got to keep a can of Raid in your pocket.
Yep.
I travel size.
Oh, man. Hey, Kuba, you kind of quiet back there. What's going on?
Uh-huh.
Just listening to you guys.
You're just listening to us.
This is what we do.
Listening to him say he's going to crush everybody like a cockroach.
Like a cockroach.
A little cockroach.
Cucaracha.
Cucaracha.
Pendejo. Cabrón.
Marico.
Cabrón.
Y ahora sí, la cucaracha ya no puede caminar.
Whoa.
Listen, we don't indulge in that language like that, you know what I'm
saying? All I want to hear from that is I Poppy, that's it.
Mm.
Straight up.
Mm.
Everything else is like Spanish.
And no homo.
And no homo. Oh, man.
How was your day, Kuba?
Yeah.
What else makes you say what the fuck?
Oh, you didn't hit 6-4? Yeah, he said, so what else is going on with your day?
Nothing, just I hate insects. And Florida has a whole lot of insects, and it's driving me nuts. It's disgusting.
That's disgusting.
It is disgusting. They got these, like, big-ass fucking water bugs, like, well, they're called palmetto bugs, and they fly. So you think you're going to try to step on it like the regular roaches back home, and nah, those things fly at you like, ah, be running from them.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
I got a question.
We got transaction over here, so, you know, just if everything is just paused for a second, just understand that we have technical difficulties, you know what I'm saying?
It wouldn't be a show without it.
Sure wouldn't.
You see how we always say everything in the world that we eat tastes like chicken? Rabbit tastes like chicken.
I just
picked up a piece of poop and fried it. Tastes like chicken. What do chickens think we taste like?
Wow. If a chicken ever tasted us, I don't know if we'd be around, dude.
Mm.
Like, we might be dead or something, but chickens could fucking cut us up and skin us and pull our feathers off and all of that.
Yeah.
But we don't got feathers.
Well, they ain't got to worry about me because I'm bald, so, you know. You know what I mean? I got spots. My head is spotting.
Oh, low.
I'm on the low like a Caesar.
Always on the low, man.
Only way I know how to keep it, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, man. Hey, 6-4, are you in the chat room yet?
No, not yet. I'm making my way back, and I'm going to jump in that chat room in a little while. Looking forward to seeing everybody today, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
what do people in China call their good plates?
Their good plates?
Yeah, I mean, they have a China cabinet, like...
I don't know. But I actually have a question that's kind of different than what we were talking about. But you know how you have, like, a fat chick or whatever, a woman with, like, a large ass or just a large amount of cellulite? Like, where did the little BB shots come from? It looks like, you know, she has, like, little vortexes on her fucking ass and shit. Like somebody's trying to suck her skin in from the inside or something. What the fuck is going on with these bitches? And then they want to wear tight shit. Like, if you're going to wear something, make sure that, you know, I can't see your pockmarks and shit, your BB shots.
Your BB shots.
I don't want to see that. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to see a BB shot.
I don't want to see it. And, you know, what's up with the chicks? Like, they're so fat. When their legs are up, like, you still can't see the pussy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh.
When the legs are vertical, you know it's on.
Oh, man.
Oh, Lord. That's such a disgusting turnoff.
Well, what do they call male ladybugs?
They
I mean,
got names?
Like, do they have? I didn't know they had names. I'm just asking, like.
I didn't know them.
If a ladybug is a ladybug and it's a lady, the fuck is a male bug?
A man bug.
Man bug.
Ladybug, they're all ladybugs, I think.
So they're all ladybugs, even if they're men.
Yeah, dog.
So whoever came up with that name is a sexist. Racist against the male fucking population.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Hey, can a stupid person be a smartass?
I think smartass, yeah, it just has nothing to do with your intelligence. It's just like... I think it can.
Oh, Lord.
Like you're so smart, you're stupid. You know one of those people?
Okay, yeah.
You're so smart, you're stupid.
All right, well, then can fat people go skinny dipping? Oh, shit.
I'm pretty sure, but it's not good type. You know?
Yeah. Oh, man. We got a guest in the chat room told me to cut and paste something. Come on in. I hope it's not,
Hopefully it's something good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, do blind dogs
have seen? Yeah. Yeah, you know, folks, there's a lot of comedy over here right now.
Hey,
like,
dude.
That's how we like it, though. Fuck that.
Definitely is.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's smelling like Great Dutches out here. What the fuck?
Yeah, you know what that is, man. You in the hood, man.
Niggas, I walk upstairs, all I smell is Great Dutch. I'm like, damn, nigga.
Niggas know what time it is now.
Nigga passed me off to jump off. The jump off smell like a Great Dutch.
Mm.
So I'm
damn.
Right. No doubt.
So what that means is that the transaction complete.
Oh, yeah, you already know. I'm in the building. That's what I'm talking about. Like, we here, you know, and the contact has been made. So right about now, it's time to crack that, you know, sprinkle that and twist that. And then basically after that, you know, it's light that and you know, it's hell.
Unforgivable.
I blow some. Pause. Basically.
Yo, the, this is going to the, whatever caller out there is willing to drive to New York, or if you're in New York already, that's beautiful, and drive up here and give me a chicken sandwich and some waffle fries.
Some waffle fries. Y'all, the steak fries is played out now?
Huh?
Steak fries are good, dog, but they like just big slices of fried potato, like steak fries. Waffle fries are the shit because you got the flavor, like, it gets fried better. You know what I'm saying? Like, a steak fry is like a potato, God.
Yeah. Kind of fake,
like a fucking funnel cake and shit.
You ever had fucking a fried steak?
I did.
That's disgusting. I don't know how anybody can like that. What's disgusting about it? Well, first of all, when I looked on my plate, I ordered steak. I'm like, what the fuck is this? It looked like a fucking chicken patty and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I bit into it. Oh, no. I couldn't fuck with it, man. I'll tell you one place I'm going to because my brother put me on to. Golden Corral. Oh.
Yeah, God.
Oh.
Yo, shout out to the Golden Corral.
Yeah,
bro.
And the ladies definitely treat you right, Jess.
Shout out to the Golden Corral. Shout out to crew manager.
Yeah, she knows
crew manager knows who she is.
Yeah.
She had a rocking for us over there that day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Golden Corral. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Smell like a different type of beer. It smells like that.
Yeah, I got a question. Do blind dogs have seeing eye humans?
Huh?
Nah.
I'm pretty sure that's a negative, G.
Well, then do boxer shorts box?
Do boxer shorts box?
Yeah, they boxer shorts.
I don't know, man. I don't know. We'll just leave that at no comment.
Well, do cemetery workers prefer the graveyard shift since they work in the cemetery?
That's real funny. Real funny.
This is real funny.
Yeah.
Shit that kind of makes you go, what the fuck, man?
Sorry. I have a question, too. Like, why don't Chinese people eat Chinese food?
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of makes you wonder.
It kind of makes you wonder. Like, I mean, I know that chicken and french fries is not necessarily Chinese food, but
word.
At the same time, like, I don't see y'all eating no chicken, no man. I see y'all eating the fish and the vegetables and the white rice. Like,
the niggas go across the street to the deli and eat.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't eating this shit.
Yeah. Shit, we're feeding some dumbass Americans. We ain't going to eat that shit.
That's
because
that's
fried
dog.
Yeah. Let me tell y'all something, man. Y'all better watch out for the barbecue fried chicken. That's the best invention they ever fucking had. Think about it. Like, the black man, that's like the black man's crack. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's barbecue.
What, chicken?
Yeah. No, listen. The barbecue chicken, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's fried. It's fried barbecue chicken.
And it's boneless pussy.
And it's boneless, guys. So think about this. Like, it's like having a fucking fried chicken and having a barbecue at the same time.
I don't know. They got that shit across the water?
Because in the hood is the only shit that motherfucking got it.
I forgot. I'm not hip
to
that. I ain't never seen that shit nowhere else but in my hood, guys. Short story. I'm not saying that my hood is the only hood that has it.
Not at all.
But on Staten Island, believe that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they got it in Brooklyn and Queens and all that shit, but that shit is a movement out here, dog.
Yeah, what do you call male ballerinas?
Men bags.
Male arenas.
Yo, did you say male fags?
Male fags, yes.
That's fucked up.
Yo, shout out to Chocolate from...
Chocolate?
From
oh,
Connecticut.
Yeah. Chocolate. Chocolate-letta.
See if we can get her back on the line. She had a very interesting question yesterday.
Yeah. What about Double D? Throw some D's on that bitch.
We love Double D, man. Right now, it's looking more like an A cup because I don't know what the fuck is popping. I haven't seen a Double D in these parts since
Ed and Eddie. Word.
Well, does anyone on here drink 7-Up?
Nah.
Like, have you ever drank 7-Up?
Yeah.
What happened to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6?
don't know. Well, 7 is the number.
Okay, but what happened to the other 6 ups?
I mean, apparently they didn't make the cut.
So why did 7 make the cut?
Because 7, you know, 7 up, man, is catchy, man. Think about it. Say it, 7 up. Say 1 up.
1 up.
2 up.
2 up.
See, it doesn't roll off your tongue.
But 1 up, that's like what up? 1 up.
Nah.
What up? I'm going to go get a 1 up.
Nah. That shit is wing. It's definitely about the God number right there, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? 7, man. That's
11.
Bring it a full circle, man. God's life is divine for those who know.
Mm-hmm. One ruler.
You already know already.
What happens when you swallow your pride? No homo.
What happens when you swallow your pride?
Yeah.
You tell me. I don't know. It usually ends up coming back up.
Pretty much. You want to regurgitating that up sometime.
Right.
Do jellyfish get gas from eating jelly beans?
I mean,
not too sure if they eat jelly beans.
Yeah.
But I think they eat, like, humans and, like, other, like, plankton and shit.
They eat humans?
Yeah, I mean, you jump your ass in the water off the coast, Gulf of Mexico, and you answer that question for me.
They're going to eat you, though? Like they
eat. Well, no, they bite the shit out of you. Like, they fuck as well.
I was going to say, I got stung by a jellyfish, and that shit just stung, like, the whole side of my body, but it didn't, like, eat me.
No, it's gonna eat you. It's not gonna eat you. I mean, there's a little exaggeration.
Are you edible?
Yeah. When can I know this thing the whole side of your body?
Anyway. But you probably need some seasoning though, or are you spicy enough?
Spicy enough.
Oh
spicy
yeah.
Enough. Right. That's what we like to hear.
Didn't see that one coming.
That might be too spicy. I don't know.
Oh, right. Never that.
Man,
never that.
It's never too much spicy. I can't handle it all.
So you can't do it all.
So I can handle it all.
If it ain't that habanero pepper,
if it ain't that shit that's straight from Belize,
yeah,
I can fuck with it.
If it ain't that green curry,
oh lord,
y'all niggas don't know about the green curry, man. Let me put y'all on. First of all, all right, all my potato chips and soda and folks, man. Fall back on that, all right? Y'all need to get some wholesome food in your lives and your diets and all of that.
Wait. Before you continue, they said in the chat room that 7 is the number of perfection. Wise men know this, so I guess I'm a dumbass. But I'm also a Virgo too, dog. So I'm like a bitch.
Well, no, not necessarily. I mean, who said that? Like, who actually made that comment?
It doesn't say. It just says guest.
Oh, okay.
And,
well, you know what? They're right. When you have a certain level of understanding, then you know it is a number of perfection. But if you see it that way, it is the number of perfection. I mean, I know it is, but like 6 is the limitation of the devil. And you know, if they think that if I'm talking along the lines of what they're talking, then they can always hit me back, and you know, we can kick it around some more because I understand the limitations of the devil and all of that. So
yeah, we know about all of that.
You know, you can acknowledge my quality real quick.
Quickly.
I got a question, man. I'm walking around. I went to the nearest McDonald's. Got me number 10, I believe, fish sandwich meal. Very tasty. Extra tartar sauce. Oh, we got Kathy Munoz holding it down in the chat room.
What up, Kathy?
Hey, what up, Kathy? Thanks for joining. One of our guests says, so Masons are ruling this world.
Masons?
Yeah, like Marilyn Manson. Oh, no, my bad. Masons.
Masons. I know what a Mason is.
Mm-hmm.
There they are.
Prince Hall.
Uh-huh.
I saw this chick walking, right? And it was raining. Now, why do people walk with their head down when it's raining, but when they take a shower, they put their head up? I had to add the shower part because I knew one of you jerk offs would have been like, oh, because they don't want to get water in their feet. You know, why they put it up when they, you know, go in the shower?
They could clean the crust out of their eyes.
The only explanation I could really see. Anything else would be fucking. All
right, the guest says, and they are masters of. Come on, dog. You can't find a smaller word. You know how retarded I am. I'm about to F this one all up.
They did it on purpose. I'm about to F it all up. And they are masters of subliminal.
Subliminal.
Subliminal. Messages.
And he spelled messages wrong.
Yeah, he did. Sure did.
Look at him. Oh,
he's in the same boat you in.
Yeah, he definitely in. He's in the same boat as me. He can't spell. I can spell though. I just
he
can't
wrote massages.
Yeah, he put massages. Right.
African.
Huh?
Was he African.
What is he? Oh man! Oh no, man!
I mean, that's true to a certain extent. Like, they do have a heavy influence on things that you know go on, things that don't go on, the government, like all kinds of politics and anything involving money. Man, believe that. There's a lot of Masons out there, though. Go ahead, yeah.
Shout out to Mick. Mick just joined the chat room.
Who?
Mick. His name is Mick. M-I-C-K.
Mick?
What
up, Mick? What's up, dude?
Oh, man. What else kind of pisses you off? You know what? I hate when I walk and, you know, people walk up to you and it's like you look at them from a distance. You know they're going to be like, okay. You know they don't want to talk to you. So what do? They walk. They look at you. You try not to get eye contact. And they do the half smile, and they keep walking. Like, why are you smiling? You don't have to smile at me. I know you don't want to say hi. Just walk off. That's it. Are you smiling because you think I'm going to harm you or something? So you want to just put the, like, what's going on? Or people that you walk by, and they always do it. The ignorant ones. You can tell they don't want to talk to you. You walk by, and they go, hey, how you doing? And you be like, fine, how you doing? And they keep walking. You can't. I answered your questions. You can't answer mine. That's effed up. That's really effed up.
I do that all the time. You know what it is? It's because it's for formality. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's funny because a lot of people will look you in your face and like not speak. And I'd rather you look me in my face and not, you know, not. I'm not gonna say not speak, but I'd rather know that you're gonna look me every day. And say what's up. Don't look at me sometimes and say hi, and then when you're mad and all of that, you're just like looking up. You know, don't do that, man. I honestly don't do that to people. All right, it sucks. Okay.
Well, what about when you ask somebody, oh, how you doing? Fine. Are you really fine? No, you just say that.
Yeah
fine. Like, how you doing in school? How you doing in school, kid?
Fine.
No, what?
Lying their asshole. Lying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever thought about if you actually answered that the right way? Like, how you doing? Well, I woke up with a headache. My day just didn't start out right. I stubbed my toe. That's
work.
It. The rest of the day has been like shit. I got to work late.
I'm a failure in school. My daddy doesn't like me. My teacher doesn't like me. I smoke crack. I'm a drug addict. I have no life.
I'm pregnant.
I'm half retarded. I'm pregnant and I'm a boy. How can I explain it? I don't know.
Because you're also a fucking alien.
Yeah, and I'm a sign holder. A sign holder, what's that? Oh, well, when businesses are going out of business, they pay me to stand inside in on the corner in the blizzard and hold up a sign saying, this is going out of business. Big sale. Come today. And I stand out there for 10 hours a day, and I get paid $2 an hour.
Yo, shout out to the cute girls in Home Depot today, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
We like, you know, we like that, man. We like, you know, going in there and seeing the pretty things, man. Like, helpful,
ooh,
too. Like, we like that, man. Shout out to me, man, because I do it all. Plumbing, electrical, carpentry.
The guest said, I wanted to see if you would catch on. That's his excuse to put message.
Catch on to what?
Massage. Massage.
Oh.
Dumb mishaps.
Yeah, he just said he did it on purpose.
To that, dog.
But he said, what'd you say? What'd you say, Esben?
So we been caught on to that, dog. This ain't slow over here. Don't try to insult nobody's intelligence, man. That shit ain't cool, but you know, I'm going to fall back into the abyss on that one. God.
Like,
Oh, wow. Kathy made an interesting point. She said, people don't acknowledge you on the street or in the workplace. I can't tell you how many people pass by in an 8-hour day without even making eye contact.
Wow.
That's true.
That's not right.
Yes.
I work with you, and you can't even look me eye to eye?
Mm-hmm. That's the softness coming out.
Softness.
You know what? I work with a lot of, like, how can I say, white, stuck-up people, and I just don't want to be bothered. Because they all think that they're better than me because, what, they might drive a better car than me or something like that. I don't got time for that.
Mm-hmm. And you know what's funny? Like, all of that stuff that you have, you may have the Benz and the condo and the, you know, the money market account overseas. You might have all of that. And then inside, you still feel
lost.
Period. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you can't look me in my eyes. Like, because I may have less than you. Like, monetarily, I may have less than you. But my spirit is stronger. You know what I'm saying? And I move like that so I can look you directly in your eyes when I speak to you and mean what I say. You don't know what's going on inside of people these days. You know what I'm saying? So it's like it's good to be tolerant.
But see, another thing, Kathy, is that those people that are not looking at you in your eyes is for a reason, because they're hating. And when people hate or when they see, when they know that something good is about to happen in your life, they tend to try to not be a part of it, or they look the other way because they know you're about to get blessed.
Hey,
so apparently you're about to get some type of reward or whatever you've been praying for, you're about to get. And haters tend to see that. So what their job as a hater is to try to bring you down. As long as you keep your head up, you never have a problem in this world.
I already told you. Shout out to the haters, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Shout out to the haters. Hate harder, please.
The haters are what made me the man I am today. They, you know what I mean? I'm so successful. Everybody on my whole team right here, La Cubanita, 6'4", SD, so successful because of haters.
What my son Cash said is, if you don't have no one to hate on, you can hate on me. Straight up. Straight trees. You can hate on me all day.
When I guess that if God was here, how would you know? Well, first of all, God is here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because if he wasn't here, I wouldn't be on the phone with you right now.
Pretty much.
So,
Hold on. For those of us who didn't catch that, say it again, brother.
The guest said, I wanted to see if you would catch. Oh, no. He said, if God was here, how would you know? And my response to that is, well, if God wasn't here, I wouldn't be able to address you people on the mic as we speak.
And
God is everywhere.
Yeah.
If he's not here, I'm not here.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much, God is my leader, I'm the follower.
I mean, it takes God to recognize God, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I see the God in you, you know what I'm saying? Just like I see the devil in you sometimes.
You know,
not necessarily.
You know what
you,
I always thought, son? No, I always had a funny thought. Like, you know how God could give and take it away?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have the same ability, God. Like,
yep.
We could bring a life into this world, and we could also take someone's life with a gun or some shit like that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just something to think about real quick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kathy just said, no kidding. It's all about their insecurities. You got it, and you just made my day. I pray you are right.
Yeah, we right. We right 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, Kathy, you know what it is already.
You know.
You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is, man. It takes all kinds of people to make the world go round. But fuck the bullshit.
Uh-huh.
All right? When it comes to the fucking haters, listen, y'all keep doing what y'all doing because you obviously don't know how to do anything else. You're obviously fucking untalented, and if you weren't so untalented, you'd be doing that other thing.
Uh-huh.
But I got a lot of love. You know what I'm saying? That's the God in me.
Straight up.
Exactly.
The God in me. So, you know, I keep trying to embrace what's good and what helps.
I embrace all haters, man.
Exactly. The more you hate on me, the more I bless you.
Keep hating. Like I said, keep hating. If there was no haters, I would have nothing to strive for, really.
Yep.
Well, I ain't going to say nothing to strive for, but you know, whatever it is they're hating on me about is going to want to make me do that shit much more because they're here.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
So keep hating, motherfucker.
sound a little angry over there, man.
I mean, I'm not angry, like, you know.
Niggas is just expressing
it's
how they express
it. How it really is, like.
Mm-hmm.
fuck all y'all, but keep doing your job.
Come on. What's that, bitch?
Stay in your 9-to-5.
Uh-huh.
While niggas is getting money.
Yo, hey. Can I say something real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you get that text I sent you?
A text?
Yeah, the one I sent you earlier. I sent it when I got off of work. It basically went like this. Pussy is like snow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Keep going. I didn't get that text.
I didn't send you that one.
Nah.
All right. Yeah, keep going.
Pussy is like snow. Mm-hmm. It's fun to play in. You never know when it's going to come, and only some of it is clean enough to eat.
I like that.
I might have to shoot that
fox in.
Yeah, you know. Gotta eat that fresh snow, that clean snow.
Yeah, we like that clean shit.
A lot of people out there don't eat nothing. They just, you know. And for some reason, it's labeled that black guys don't eat cooch.
That's a lie. I know niggas that eat slot and all that.
Mm-hmm. Let it out, brother.
Out of my sex career, out of all of my,
yeah,
out of my sex career, God, I've eaten pussy like 3 times, God.
Mm.
True story. I've never eaten the ass. I don't plan on doing it, and that's the way it really is, God. So I ain't gonna front. I'm kind of sad when it comes to eating a box, shorty.
Mm-hmm. Eating a box.
Eating the box.
That's not a
huh?
good thing.
Fighting on the
I mean,
box.
I know it's not a good thing, but I got manhood that makes up for that.
Well, look, we're gonna get into a song right quick. You know, the wising down. You know, so I can go into the kitchen and go eat something to eat. That made no sense. Eat something to eat. How retarded am I?
Smoke something, nigga.
For real.
Hit us up on the Jam Line, 347-215-8388, if you got any shout-outs, dedications, or requests, or you just want to just kick it with, you know, the three gods
and
the one being.
The goddess.
The goddess. The three gods and the one goddess. I messed that up. Thank you, SD.
Yeah, no doubt.
I got to stop. One thing before I play this song, my ear really itches, man. I got to really stop letting dirty girls stick their tongues in my ear.
Yeah. I always thought if your ear itches, somebody talking about you.
Oh, no.
That's what I always thought.
Well, maybe that's what it is. You know, I got a lot of haters. This is Kanye West featuring Lil Wayne.
Weezy.
Busta Rhymes and Young Jeezy.
Okay.
Keep it locked.
Light up.
La la,
yeah.
La la, wait till I get my money right. Got him, young Carter on the 18 if it's an alphabetical order. Used to daydream about Benzes and Porsches, and by 18 I had a Benz and a Porsche. I'm so used to stunting on y'all, so tired of balling, excuse me if I yawn. But I know what I'm doing. Out the window of the jet, you see I lay like a Bruin. New coupe, switch to the flow. Weatherman make it rain, turn sugar to snow, you know. Watch how you speak. And in the street you can't trust every smile you meet. And you ain't important as the new edition is. Ralph Tresvant, ooh, they so sensitive. And it's the remix, baby. And I'ma knock it out like Felix, baby. Now damn, I'm fly, and my truth's so cool, I don't have to lie. Hop in my car and go Kanye West, with my groovy Lou Louis Vuitton Damier vest. Yeah, let him hate though, I'm on my way to the bank, LMAO.
La, 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 wait till I get my money. You can't tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing.
It's one of the best to touch microphones that'll spit that kind of shit to put the earth in the type of zone like to make them laugh or make them cry, bring a life into existence or cause you to die. Now when I was a shorty and when my mom called me precious, I realized I'm outspoken and every word was infectious. I'm saying Mommy said God will bless us, no matter the difficulties or how much it was stressing. I'm saying, no matter how hard I try to understand, if I behave, did I see God when I die? Man, her words would dawn on me, why? Cause no one came back from death to say if it's truth or it's lies. See, the point that I'm making is that she knew I was blessed and coming to life as a legend, the manifest in the flesh. And then I kissed my mother counting figures, thinking back on when I used to tell them niggas ass.
La, 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 wait till I get my money. You can't tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Yeah, homie, this the theme song. First I get my money right, then I get my team on. If I always pray to have gleam on, $300 jeans on, do that mean I dream wrong? And I was high as a midget, fly as an insect, even though we in debt. And it don't matter if I get a number, cause when I get my money right, she gon' come running. And I be good like God with an extra O. God knows that my check needs some extra O's. And you know that you need to bring some extra that and jogging pants either. Tell them with some sexy clothes. Man, my game's so professional, and my chain's so fresh they go. But after the fame, did you gain anything? Damn, yeah, would you change anything? Well,
if I had $1 billion, yeah,
I got more pink polos and pop those collars. Misery love company, her nickname Sorrow. My Benz need company, her nickname Kyle. Wait till I get my money, everybody motto. So I'ma need a Bravo for everything that I wrote. Yeah, hey mama, they can't hate them, cause after all of the drama, Kay slayed them. Wait till I get my money right. La, 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 la. Then you can't tell me nothing, right?
I don't feel good, late.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, seriously, I got money.
Oh, good money made. Oh, good
Yeah, you back on technical difficulty. It's not a game.
It's not a game, nigga.
Yeah, I can't front, man. I was actually going to do it the S&B style, but I thought Siegel was on this mix. So after Siegel spoke, I was just going to cut it, put some extra shit at the end. So I'm listening. I see it's about to fucking go off. I'm like, oh, fuck it. Next song, I'm going to do it the S&B style. You feel me, 6-4?
You know it.
All right, where you at?
How we got to do it, then? Come on, man. Like,
trying to get the understanding and purpose of your show. Man, you are on the air with the power to have people to listen to whatever you speak into. Man, I ask, why not help uplift human...
I mean, we can take it to a level like that also. Like, it could be brought there. Like, that's not a problem. But it's like, oh, I'm a nigga from the hood. I'm like,
put like this. I'm
just a street nigga. That's all I can really say.
The purpose of this show is to let people know out there that we just come on here just to, you know, actually, we really don't give a fuck. Oh, guess what up, baby?
That's first things first.
What?
First things first is we don't give a fuck.
Nah, really. We really don't give a fuck. Like, thank you for listening and all that.
Right, thank you.
We give a fuck about that. But as far as topic-wise, we make the topics. We don't give a fuck. If you like it, I applaud you. If you don't, get two size 10 1/2 in your ass.
Let's talk about the up
and keep walking. Like, you know what I mean?
Hold on. Hey, this man black is he? Why we don't even know? Like,
hold on. Irrelevant. That's irrelevant. Hold on.
No. I'm not talking about him or her. I'm not talking about them. I mean, I'm not shitting on them. I'm just saying in general.
like in general, you know, we don't really care.
Uh-huh. Yo, no.
Oh,
no,
it's
no,
like
no,
if
no,
you
care.
If you have something to say, then we, you know, like if you have a question about something or if you want to talk about uplift humanity, or you can talk about my retardedness, then you know, and how I can't talk proper and I'm a dumbass.
Or read.
Mm-hmm. Or read. I can't read for shit. Mm-hmm. That's why I was in the trailers all my life.
Some winghead trailers.
You know what I mean? I only had two classes, which was fucking playing with blocks and eating lunch.
Jesus God.
With a helmet on.
Trying to put the square in the circle.
Lunch with the helmet on, like Cartman.
Oh, man, yo, someone just set me the fuck up, man.
Trying to put the square in the circle.
Oh, did you see this? Kuba, did you see this? Okay, I'm going to say it. Fuck that. You're going to call me retarded. Whoever said, what up, baby, what up? I ain't going to say it because I don't know. You might be a dude. All right. First of all, the topic is shit that makes you say, what the fuck? All right. That's first and foremost. Like, if you see anything in the streets or anything, like if you see a fat girl with a belly shirt on, then that makes you say, what the fuck? Or you see a girl with a fat ass or whatever. It's what the fuck Thursdays. You can call up and, you know, let us know. Hit us up on them jam lines. 347-215-8388. Now, I'm going to say it. All right. Let me get some music right quick. Let me get some music. This is going to be so bad. How the fuck they do this to me? All right, here we go. I'm going to say, here we go. She sells seats. Oh, fuck. Damn.
Can't say that.
No, wait. She sells seashells by the seashore. Woo! Oh, someone buy me a motherfucking drink. You got to come correct again, man. That was too fucking easy. I messed up on purpose.
Yeah, all right. Sounds good. We all know what we heard.
Oh, man. That was hard. I ain't from. Now I feel like a dumbass. Seashells. I still fucked up. She sells seashells by the seashore.
There you go.
There we go.
Ah. Yo, man, I wanna make a comment about what you just said, man.
Go ahead.
Matter of fact, about what was said in the chat room or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, please.
We created a place where you can air out whatever it is that you need to air out, and if that's not a service to humanity, I don't know what is.
Basically.
So many people, we just talking about people who have stuff inside of them, and they keep things pent up. You need that release to kind of keep yourself balanced. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And there's a forum for that here. I mean, isn't that what you just did?
Yeah.
Holla at us, you know what I'm saying? That's the world right there.
Pretty much.
It's
not a game. This is easy. This guy's a jerk off, man. He's really trying. Dare to take the challenge. You fucking right, I dare to take the challenge, motherfucker. Say this. I'll say it with passion. How much would a... give me one more chance. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? What?
Say Unique New York 3 times fast.
Say what?
Unique New York 3 times.
See, now you supposed to be fucking on my side, man. What's going on?
I'm just throwing one in the air, that's all.
Now you said Unique New York?
Uh-huh, I say that 3 times fast.
Unique New York. Unique New
York. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Damn. Yeah, we'll just let that one simmer in the air real quick.
Unique New York. Unique.
Nah.
Unique New York. Unique.
No.
Mm-mm.
Unique New York.
No, say it fast. 3 times.
New York.
Huh?
Unique New York. Unique New York.
Unique New York.
I guess you're just smarter than me, huh? He said, now ask him, why is that relevant?
That's cool. Who is that? Announce yourself.
Yeah, announce yourself, man.
Who are you? Like, create a profile, you know what I'm saying? Get involved, take notes. Like, you talking about, like, what we're doing, like, what are you doing, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like, we're y'all being in the chat room and all of that, man, but look.
Yo, whoa, calm that down, 6-4. You know who it is?
I'm not.
Do you know who it is?
Who is it?
It's La Cubanita.
Oh, Lord.
Fucked up, man. That shit is fucked up.
Trying to pull.
Oh, okay.
Defense on my own team.
Yo, yeah.
That's crazy. I gotta keep my hands up around you.
Yeah.
I gotta keep hands free around Shorty now.
Yeah. You gonna type to me? By the way, JJ, it's me, La Cubanita. I'm looking like a dumbass.
Oh,
how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Gotcha, ass.
This nigga told me, say, unique New York. I gotta say it like I'm retarded just to get it.
Gotcha.
Unique New York.
You sound like a
unique. Do
Oh, man. Come on, it's like.
All right, check this out. I got a riddle for you guys.
Whoa.
What?
Someone got that serious echo going on.
I don't know who it is, but they need to fade that fastly.
If y'all want to see 6-4 on SD, blazed. I'm talking about fucked up and talking about totally nothing. But how fucked up they are and talking about war boots. Go to my profile and it's a YouTube video.
Yeah, that was just some late night bullshit. Niggas was bullshitting that night and shit.
Yeah. I remember when SD was like, yeah, you know, you gotta get that monkey off your back. What the fuck you talking about?
You gotta get that monkey off your back, dog. Like, if that monkey's on your back, son, it's gonna be a lot of stress factor behind that, and you don't need that in your life. So crush up some of that monkey on your back, put it in your Great Dutch, and let's get it right.
Mm-hmm.
Or straight up, get the monkey off your back, crush it up, and smoke him.
Basically.
But yo, shout out to fucking Crusher, man, for my job, man.
Crusher?
Yeah, the motherfucker's name is Steve, whatever, son.
Mm-hmm.
Call the nigga Crusher. Man, funny, son.
Oh, man. You guys are the best.
Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
Me twice.
Yo, do vampires get AIDS?
I mean,
they probably got AIDS and herpes and all kinds of shit. But they're just immune to it, son. Their blood is like...
They're already dead, yeah.
Yeah, that's what the fuck, son.
Niggas.
When cheese gets its picture taken, what does it say?
What?
Cheese.
Oh, it still says cheese?
I mean, does cheese have a mouth, son?
Well, it depends on if it's Swiss.
That's true. So, Swiss cheese has a mouth, son?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I don't know, man.
What are you getting this? What are you getting?
I don't know. I got a riddle for you guys.
Who's sending you this?
I want to see if any of you guys can get this.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker.
You ready?
Like, yeah, I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I can make men blind, or I can help them see. I can tear down mountains and build castles. I'm used for telling time, but too numerous to count. What am I?
Can I answer this?
No.
All right. Answer that. That beats the hell out of me.
Come on, we need to score one for the men.
Wait,
answer that. We know that. We know what this is.
Let's go.
Well, I already know the answer, so I can't answer it.
Hold on. All right, repeat that.
Okay. I can make men blind or help them see. I can tear down mountains and build castles. I'm used for telling time, but too numerous to count. What am I?
Pussy.
Guess said cell phone. Is that the answer?
A cell phone?
No. How can you build a mountain out of a cell phone?
I know, right?
Nah, it's not a cell phone, though.
Nah, definitely not.
That's not even a good answer.
That's not even a well thought out response, dog. Like,
for real.
I want someone what that motherfucker is smoking.
Nah, you're good.
Good.
Nobody else has any other ideas?
Hell no.
Ideas?
Sand.
I mean,
sand.
Sand?
Sand.
Sand.
Oh boy.
I got one for you and the people out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, all right, mother and daughter are driving in the car, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, they get into a terrible accident. Mom dies instantly. Daughter's rushed to the hospital. Right? Now, once they get to the hospital, the nurse comes out and says, No. Can't operate on her. That's my daughter. Who's the nurse?
Father, nigga.
The father.
Whoa! Mother, that's what I'm talking about. You're not sexist at all. I love the fact that these guys on here aren't sexist at all.
Mm-hmm.
Although I am, because I didn't know. I just totally forgot that dudes can be nurses. I mean, a little fembotis, but hey, if it pays the bill, pays the bill. Another caller said an ant was the answer. Someone else said, oh, well, someone else actually said sand. And then said, yes, I got it right. But everyone's a guest in here, so I don't know who the hell.
Don't know who.
Yeah, they said sand like after I said it.
And then someone else said the father, so they're not sexist. But a guest says I have a good one. You know what I mean? Well, why don't you call up?
Whoa.
How about you? Call up. The one that says, I have a good one. Call 347-215-8388.
Word.
Tell us this so everyone out there can try to get it in the chat room as well as us. 26 minutes remaining.
26.
Well, 25 now.
25 point something.
This reminds me, man. I saw, only really people in New York are going to get this one, but I saw a midget hop the turnstile.
Where?
Like, what was that? What the fuck? Huh?
Where?
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 On, what's the name? Fucking right by Staten Island Ferry.
Oh, come on.
Like, he told, like, instead of going underneath it, he actually hopped it and didn't pay and thought he was slick. Like, you could have got away if you just walked underneath it, you little bastard.
Little bastard. Like a kid. Pretend you're a kid. Kids get off for free.
Yeah. Alright, I guess they don't want to call it. They must be shy. They said there are two coins and it equals 30 cents. One of them is not a nickel. Wow,
the other one is a nickel.
Hmm?
The other one is a nickel. One is a quarter and the other one is a nickel.
Yeah, exactly. So in other words, only one of them is a nickel.
Exactly.
That was a good one, but it's old as my underwear.
Gotta do it even sharper than that.
I got a question for people out there.
Now you should call up because you got that one. You should call it with another good one.
Yeah, you call it with a very good one.
That we can't get. If you can't. You may not be able to think of one or whatever, but I challenge you to call up, you know. I mean, come on, let's get it popping here. Like, we're really, like, yeah, in the chat rooms and all of that.
Yeah, I got a question, 6-4.
What's that?
Would you still fuck with a bitch if everything was getting down to it, shorty was bad, like, sexy. Nothing was wrong with her. Sexy! Until you was about to find out what's wrong with her. And you pulling the drawers down. She had nothing but fucking donut stains all over, coffee stains, just nasty dookie stains, just in her underwear.
Ew.
And had a couple of droppings in there, like, wow. Like she sharted on herself or whatever. Would you still?
You shat on herself.
Shat.
He said shat. Shat on herself.
What?
Yeah. She had shat stains in her,
mm-hmm.
in the undies. Would you still pipe?
I think that's a no-brainer. Like,
that might be a no-bueno.
Come on, godson. She's got doodle. What am I gonna like? Pull her drawers down and then go to work on the sun with the doodle, like, and the donuts. The doodle.
You niggas a deer name.
Nah, I'm straight, son. Like, I'll pass straight on that one.
What if a girl queefed in your face?
Oh no. That's a pussy fart, right? Well, if I just finished beating it, I don't mind. What if I just finished beating it and I'm eating out?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like.
Okay, now what if she farted?
That's disgusting.
You might have a problem.
If she farted in my face, then I fucking punch her lights out. Come on, that's a violation. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Definitely a violation.
You like, you really need to, you couldn't hold that, ma? Yeah, we glad at something?
Someone in the room said, what did the shit taste like?
Boy, it tasted like your mom.
It tastes like your mom. It
tasted like your mom, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Gunshot to that.
Shotgun.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuckers got tears coming out of my eyes and shit.
Start shooting these niggas down, man. Out these fucking choppers, B.
Chop, chop.
Man down.
Man down.
Oh, man. What if you fucking, what if you was about to pipe and the bitch, the nasty bitch had fucking, oh, shit.
What up?
Nah, a guest said all you gotta do is donkey punch that bitch.
Well, every time. Yeah, every time, yo. High five to you, homie, straight up. Because you already know, like, punch him right in the back of your fucking head.
Use a head for soccer ball.
What?
Use a head for a punching bag.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best. You ever donkey punch a bitch? It's funny. We always talk about sex.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, fuck it. Like, you gotta, like, fuck a bitch in the ass and then punch her in the back of her neck. Like, her ass muscles tighten up. That's best. Someone said, what soundboard do you guys use? Your show is fucking awesome, dude. Well, they didn't say all that. They just said it's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Good looking.
Yeah, word up. I use a Dell soundboard. That's my soundboard. My soundboard is a Dell. What do black men talk about? Nothing. Well, we got a racist hater in the room.
Oh,
yeah, a racist hater. Oh, the guests are the guests. Yo. But did you put that?
No.
Oh, wow, the guests are fighting. Oh, my Lord. Thank you, guess whoever said that. That you are a racist asshole. Well, I mean, look at Howard Stern. What the fuck does he talk about?
For real?
Nothing. Every show Howard Stern talks about is tits. How much can you talk about tits in one show? Like, he has years and years of just talking about tits. First of all, I don't even like tits. I'm an ass man. Yeah, I'm black. I like a fat ass. I like my ass is like I like my chicken. Nice, tight, well, not tight. Nice, fat, big.
I like my ass is like I like my cornbread.
And white. Yeah, I mean, not white. Damn. I like all races. But I meant to say, like, greasy and wet. Smackable. You said you like your ass, like, you like your what?
Cornbread, nigga. Thick and fluffy, nigga.
Like your cornbread?
Yeah, man.
Well, I can't really answer that. Why do black men talk about nothing? Maybe because you're bipolar? Or maybe because...
We just talk about shit you can't relate to, that's all.
Huh?
We just talk about shit that homie can't relate to at all.
Yeah, he just said something. He said, do you think you are Howard Stern?
Howard Stern's a faggot.
I'm not
Howard Stern is a faggot.
I'm not Howard Stern.
And you spell faggot wrong. It's an O, not an E. He put faggot.
I mean, he put what he put, but as far as that Howard Stern shit, nah, that's not me. I'm me, nigga.
Hell nah.
I'm me, homie.
Excuse me, first of all, why are you listening if you think... They are talking about nothing.
Wrong answer.
Well, to tell you the truth, caller or listener, they're listening because they're the haters we were talking about. And like you know, haters, by him hating on me, it makes me feel good to know that I have someone like that. That is
time out of your day right now.
Exactly. He's taking time out of his day to hate on me. But what he doesn't realize is he's also tuning in and he's admiring the whole show.
Oh, come
so
on.
By him admiring the whole show, he's pretty much letting everyone else in the chat room know that this show is the shit. Like, damn, they got motherfuckers hating? That's like, oh, I'm tuning in every day. And
I love the haters.
Oh, I love the haters. That's what I'm saying. Hate more, man. Hate more. 6-4, we got a hater in the room.
Who that?
Huh?
Who that?
Oh, he's not man enough to put who he really is because he's labeled as a guest. So I'm going to just start from the top. He said, why do black men talk about nothing? Then he said, do you think you're Howard Stern's with the S? He meant to say Howard Stern, but he's, you know, he's retarded. Then he put Howard Stern's a faggot, G-E-T, not G-O-T. So he's another dumbass. Excuse me, first of all, oh, all right, that's the other joint. Then he goes, and Howard Stern doesn't look very black to me, and he has had four wives, so I don't think he is a fat guy. No, I'm not hating. Well, you know you're a no one until you're talked about. You're fucking right. I'm trying to educate you.
Come on, dog.
You know what? I'm actually starting to think it's a fucking, is one of my, you know, sloppy second haters. Shout out to the sloppy second. Had a nigga in a full Nelson.
Sloppy second, you could definitely call up.
Right. Yeah, does a man eating shark eat women too?
Of course.
Oh, damn, I really fucked that whole thing up. Does a man eating shark eat women too? I really fucked that whole thing up. How do they get the keep off the grass sign on the grass? That's interesting. How are you going to put a keep off the grass sign on the grass when you had to get on the grass to put the keep off the grass sign on it?
Right. Sure. Once you put the sign in, then you're on the grass.
Exactly. So did you just throw it and, God forbid, it's stuck in the ground? No, you didn't. You had to walk on it. How do you get off a nonstop flight? How do you know when you're run out of invincible ink? How do you throw away a garbage can? How do you write zero in Roman numerals? Is this shit that you can't answer?
No.
How long is the long arm of the law?
Very long.
How come hemorrhoids are called hemorrhoids instead of asteroids?
True.
And oh, this is perfect right here for all you smokers out there. I can't fucking smoke a cigarette in a gas station, but you can sell me cigarettes at a gas station? Does that make any sense?
Yep.
Why are highways built so close to the ground, if they're highways? Oh, we got a caller calling in.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Yo.
Hello?
What's up, man?
Yeah, I had to light some green up real quick. Now I'm back.
Oh, he said he had to light some green up.
Yeah, I had to hit the switch, like the street light to green real quick.
Uh-huh.
You know, but the cheat code of the street light.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the discussion right now? I'm ready to talk about something, man.
Well, we got a jerk off in the room.
Oh,
he's
getting roasted. What's going? What's he saying?
Yeah, he's hating on this dog. What's he saying?
He's hating real hard.
He put
not a sloppy. He said no sir, not a sloppy second. Then he put you Ned to be educated. How you gonna educate me? You don't know how to spell need.
Tell this dude to put the Happy Meal down.
Like, he spelled need as in Ned, and they want to tell me that he needs to educate me.
Yeah, right now he's at, right now he's in the high school library on the computer.
Yeah, what
but then again, he did say no, but really, your show is dope. It is dope.
Okay.
These guys are on dope. Oh!
Yeah, I'll be
he got Little Wayne. Tell him he got Little Wayne bed sheets.
This nigga stupid.
Tell him he got Puff Daddy cereal boxes at home.
Uh-huh.
he don't understand a 6'4" and SD what we do, man.
Yeah, he has a glass stomach with a Haitian in it.
We're cream of the crop when it comes to finishing people, man. He don't understand
it. Let's go, P.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he needs to chill out. He needs to find something to jump in. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Yo, we got 12 minutes left. So I'm gonna end 12 minutes off. Y'all know what's going on.
Uh-huh.
Y'all know what's going on.
Uh-huh.
Y'all definitely know.
Too,
listen out for that anthem. And it's going to be a 12 minutes of just roasting.
Yeah, let's go. 6'4".
Roasting back.
Go,
and it's going to be the type of roasting where you come up with something. You come up with something, and we just go around. Whoever stutters is kicked out the cipher.
Okay, Dream Team, let's go.
Hold on. Call it. Y'all can call up and be part of this. Or if you want to throw some jokes in the chat room, definitely put it up. You know what I mean? We definitely will shout them out on the air.
And we getting all homie, right?
Yeah,
I'm going.
Everybody. All right, so we gotta figure out who's sparking it.
Uh huh. Yo, you already know. Listen here, man. Sign that fucking call that shit in, man. His mother got an afro with a chin strap. That bitch is
not a game.
Strap, man. The afro is loose, man.
It's not a game.
We have a problem.
Not a game.
Hey, yo, chat room dude, man. Tell him, stop in that ass.
It's not a game. The roasting is here, 11 minutes remaining. Oh, it's gonna be on fire! Ow!
That's drugs, nigga.
Let's go! Go!
I said, he's this Wayne Newton in the stage, ass nigga.
This nigga look like Master Spoon up with blackface.
Oh man, nigga got a wall boot with a zip on him.
You can tell this dude to call up, man, next time. Cause he's, how you gonna be a fucking chat room superhero? Like, come on.
Yeah, I don't understand that, God. It's a classic case, bro.
This guy's white with a black neck.
Wow.
Oh shit.
Dude, this dude needs to definitely put his backpack away.
This nigga's bald-headed with finger raves.
This nigga probably still rocking the Jericho.
Right. You got that Wave Nouveau shit. Punk motherfucker.
This nigga got mad taco meat on his chest.
I never call up here talking that dumb shit, nigga.
This nigga probably got Haley's and shit.
Overhead.
Nigga got Haley's on his lugs.
Yeah, he got this nigga be T-Vo and Family Matters.
Yeah, he got kick pushes on.
He need to go dig a hole, man, for real.
He's going with kick pushes and a champion jersey on.
You look like Lil Wayne. You look like Lil Wayne with a baldy.
Wow.
That nigga look like my mom's with a baldy.
They look like my mom with no teeth.
Your mom ain't got no teeth.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Well, hold on, back to that Kermit in the Frog face ass.
Bro, hold on, you said old pound puppy face ass nigga.
Mm-hmm. Man,
he said white folks are out sounding an alarm, and all you can talk about this. Got 5 computers. No, I said that 5 bedroom home.
You know,
want to hear a joke? Woman's right. No, I'm all black. No, hey, no, it's dumb jokes. Oh, shout to Cubanita, West Palm Beach in the house.
That's
what's up. Oh, shit.
She got a little fan.
Oh, got a little fan.
People from West Palm Beach listening.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to everybody from West Palm Beach listening.
Oh, yeah. Definitely shout out, man, because up here, up north, it's fucking cold as hell.
Yeah. It's cold out.
It feels like it's snowing outside and it's raining.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's snow shovels going around right now.
Mhm. Yeah. Oh man, tight ass pants that nigga had on, man. The way, as much as he was hating, you know he had some old tight dungarees all kicked up his ass.
Like
he had leg warmers.
He said he had leg warmers on.
The nigga probably had on capris or hot pants or some shit.
He had on velvet socks.
With the butterfly shades on or something. What the fuck is he doing? What's wrong with this nigga? He better breathe easy out here. You don't know what you're getting into.
He said, I have came to a conclusion. All of you are gay. Gay. Hey, JJ. Gay.
There's no way I could be gay when I keep his sister's legs up on a daily.
Yeah. Your mom's legs stay fresh up.
Right.
Fresh up.
Don't try to go to war with me. You can't crack on me.
Yo, Doug, your mom's legs are definitely up more than they are down. Definitely more than 50%.
Being passed around.
Somebody said that's why what made shut this finger up here. we have
Who said that?
Some guest there.
You are gay. Yeah?
Yeah.
I need help on my Spanish homework.
Okay.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yo. And that young man is hating. Every time unfortunately when he comes home, he hears me and his mom getting busy. And that's all he hears from his mom. Mom's legs stay fresh up. She likes the kick cock.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yo, you guys gonna get on this dude?
Hmm?
This dude be fucking TiVo and Teletubbies.
Whoever said you guys are gay, your fucking mother's gay.
No, fuck that. He's gay.
Can't be gay.
Yo, no. You know how I know he's gay?
A Spanish guy.
You know how I know he's gay?
Actually, cooking me some pollo with a side of rice and beans.
Someone in the chat line said, "Where's SD?"
What?
Whoa.
Someone in the chat line said, "Where's SD?"
That means
right
you guys
here.
Got some fans out here. That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
Right here. I'm right here.
Is it a female or what? What's going on?
I don't know. It just says,
do your homework.
Yes.
Uh-oh,
no,
hold on.
No
SD, do your homework.
We definitely need some female fans. Forget the rest of them.
Oh,
right
yeah,
now.
We definitely
the
do.
Fans is the best fans.
I'm trying to add to my buddy list, man.
You know, I know this guy's gay in the chat room.
Oh, Lord.
Because he must have a radar of all the gay guys out there. And he must know who's gay and who's not gay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he has a gaydar.
But he got a RuPaul MySpace page in the top 10.
He has Queer Eye for the Straight Guy on his top 4.
Maybe he needs to call up so he can roast him even more.
Oh, man, I really want to roast him. He's not going to call up. He's a
I know. He's too busy. He's too busy.
He's a chat line air hustler. That's all.
Yeah, he's a low rider.
He's sitting on dildos right now.
He said, what kind of show is this? A show that we're roasting people.
Yeah,
you ain't part of it. Call up.
Get out the chat room, man.
Yeah.
Tell your sister to call up.
As a matter of fact, tell your mother to call that filthy whore.
Tell your girl to call up or something.
Can tell by your voice. Wow. You're judging other men's voices? That's gay.
What do you say?
He said, you're gay. I can tell by your voice.
You know what?
Yo,
I'm done.
He probably got donkey punch.
Hold on. I'm done with all this male on male talk. Like, I don't want to talk to this dude. Like, this dude is outside his fucking mind right now.
Real talk.
We need to focus, dog. And like my son said, go jump in something, dog. For something jumping you.
Huh?
So I'm too late. Someone already jumped in him. He's a bad guy.
Tell him something. He got Six Flags tattooed on his back.
Gay flag.
If he ain't got a girl, too bad, because I would have bagged it anyway.
Oh, shit.
Salmon for dinner, veal for lunch. Whoa.
Real talk, bro.
That's
your
mama
talk.
Cooking. That's what the mom's is cooking tonight. I'm about to eat right.
Yo, we got 3 minutes remaining in this show. That was definitely the roasted hour.
Real talk, I just like to hear La Cuba Nita's laugh, man. It's so sexy.
Huh?
Mm, yeah, come on, Cuba.
So make me laugh, tickle me.
Mm-mm.
I'm only a JetBlue away, baby.
Uh-huh. That's the laugh you're talking about?
Yeah. Man, you gotta do this then.
He mad because we got something he don't got, man.
Yeah, he already know.
What's good? What's good, SD and JJ?
What's good?
And shit.
Ain't nothing good. What's really good is the meal that your mom's was cooking tonight. That's what's really good.
Come tell him his mom swallows real good, man, every time.
That might be what's really good.
He's so gay. He supermans himself.
You
okay.
Know, other than that, keep hating, dog. keep hating, please.
No, man, we got 2 minutes left. We got to wrap it up, dog.
I enjoy the hate, man.
All callers definitely hit us up tomorrow for Fridays. Thank God it's Fridays.
Yes. Definitely calling up.
Come on, man. I mean, why don't you get the talk to gather up your thoughts and call up tomorrow? Maybe we could talk about something. And I'm
tell him I use his homework. I use his homework to clean my rims, man.
He says in 3 minutes you will lose your damn mind. NY dumbasses. Thank you. I enjoy the hate. I hope you come back tomorrow.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, don't turn TRL off real quick.
Yo, he spells stupid with two P's and an ID.
Fucking terrorist motherfucker.
He said 911 STUPPID.
Nah, please don't call the cops.
Well, anyway, this is Young.
Oh, they said no. I mean, the guest. They're talking about somebody else.
Anyway.
All right, look, we got 1 minute. You know, thanks for listening, everybody. Tune in tomorrow from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Your boy 6'4", SD, La Cubanita, JJ the X-Man, often hated, never imitated. You like that, right?
Young P.
Young P in the building, holding it down with the roasting. You know what, Young P? We need you to call up tomorrow for some more roasting, man.
I'm here.
You definitely, need to be the part of the Red Sox rule.
The Red Sox rule. Okay.
New York stupid. Whatever. Oh, you spelled it right this time. We out of here. Hit me up on MySpace. I'm about to make a page for all of our shows together. But hit me up on MySpace at MySpace.com/JJ_DA_HATER.
Oh, I got fans in the chat room?
Yeah, Cubanita, holler at your boy after the show, okay?
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to do that, man.
Yeah, I already know what's good, P-Dot.
She said, you know who.
I'm a fan. Fuck that. I'm on the show.
Thank you for listening, everybody. Y'all tune in tomorrow. Your boy P will definitely be back tomorrow. This is Lil Wayne, Timbaland One Republic. Keep it locked.
Stop pissing on niggas, Wayne.
What? Yeah, stop kissing your daddy.
Get that money up.
Talking about a good girl, go bad. Crooked world, wrong pad. Right mom, wrong dad. I sing this song mad, but not mad enough to shoot you. But it just eats me up like some barbecue. The roosters in the morning with the roosters on the corner with the boosters. And she's a fresh cut, and they're on her like futures. And I wanna talk to her, blur her mama has a cooler. I wanna see her better, she's the weather of my future. I don't wanna see another hurricane. Maybe you can kill the pain if you just let me explain. Trust me, I know what I'm saying. You will end up on the track of an oncoming. Stuck in the passenger seat, trying to do the fast lane.
Well, once upon a time, there was a mom and a dad who on the outside had everything people wish they had. A beautiful daughter, two-story house, two car garage, and a white picket fence wrapped around the front door. His daddy was a doctor, and mommy was a banker. Mommy's job got outsourced, so now mommy's a drinker. Daddy had a malpractice suit, now he's a snorter. And all this shit is taking place right in front of the daughter. She said daddy was wrong, but he's just too high. Mommy, what we gon' do? She just get drunk and cry. Caught in the middle of the wrong, trying to do right, looking for answers all alone in the dark of the night. This ain't.
Yo. Oh, y'all can still hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, mine blew it up. Maybe like I said, young man. Hey, you say? What time you getting off? It's like I said, young man, young man. Hey, yo, 6'4".
Yo.
La Cubanita.
Oh, hold on a second. I got my neighbor, the donkey punch, right here.
Oh, that's the one that was hating?
No. He's the one that was telling you, yo, you need to get donkey punched at the other guy.
Yeah.
He said that guy should have gotten donkey punched.
Oh, man. Well, we're signing out. Stay tuned tomorrow. Keep it locked. The haters don't stop. So the show definitely ain't stopping. However.
Stopping. Yeah. Fuck is going on now? Still in the building. Fucking bullshit.
So keyholes at that.
Keyholes at that. Let's go. Is the door open?